This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Good evening and welcome once again to the Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM, and we're also on 1575 AM. My name's Steve and thanks for joining me as we celebrate the vinyl record every fortnight on a Wednesday live between 6 and 7pm. Now tonight's featured LP is a brand new album, only came out 2 weeks ago. It's by Tammy Nielsen, it's her latest album. It's called Neon Cowgirl. I was lucky enough to get it in a special vinyl colour which they're calling Blue Neon. Really nice, even lights up a bit at night when you've got the lights out. This album's a bit different from her last one. She has a number of collaborations with other artists here. And the first track we're going to play tonight is called Borrow My Boots, where she is joined by Ashley McBride, Grace Bowers and Shelley Fairchild. So let's hear that. First track from tonight's featured LP, Tammy Nielsen's Neon Cowgirl, that was Borrow My Boots, joined there by Ashley Fairchild, Ashley McBride and Grace Bowers on guitar there. Now we're going to go to some another album that is brand new as well, the Modfather himself, as he moves into his 67th year, has put out yet another album. It's called Find El Dorado, and it's really it's an album of covers, which he's never really done before. And it's a music that's sort of created his musical foundation. It's gone back right into the 1960s of all the songs that he kind of loved and grew up. And we can see it throughout his music that he's making now. So we're going to have a track from that. It's called I Started a Joke, which I believe was a song originally written by the Bee Gees, and they had a big hit with that in the 60s, as well as a few other people have sung it as well. And then we'll follow that with the smooth sounds of Gregory Porter.
I started a joke which started the whole world crying. Oh, but I didn't see. That the joke was on me. I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on.
Trying to run, I grow weary. I'm trying to walk, and I grow faint. Oh, I long to soar on the wings like an eagle, but I look down, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I'm singing revival, revival song. I tried to find you, lost my way. In the darkness, in search of day, I'll follow your footsteps to the gates of the city. I saw your face, oh, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Oh, you lift me high.
Gregory Porter from his 2020 album All Rise. That was Revival Song. And some brand new music before that from Paul Weller, his version of I Started a Joke. Now, we had some sad news last week. Lost an icon of music again. This seems to be happening a lot as these guys get older. But I suppose it's the old story. They just carry on living through their music and everything that they leave behind. And of course, it was the king of heavy metal, Ozzy Osbourne, famous for his solo career and also being in Black Sabbath. And I suppose it was good to hear that he did manage to play his final concert only a couple of weeks ago at Villa Park, the home of Aston Villa in Birmingham. No doubt he was a supporter of theirs. And the crowd was enormous. So he managed to get that in, and that's how people will remember him. So we're going to play a small tribute to Ozzy. Here's Black Sabbath with Paranoid. as a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne there, Paranoid with Black Sabbath. Gone, but will never be forgotten, I'm sure. Now let's go back to tonight's featured LP, Tammy Nielsen's Neon Cowgirl. Here is the title track where she's joined by Neil Finn.
The town girl, put the sun to bed, drowning out the worries of the week ahead. On my arrival, your lipstick smile felt like welcome home. Ain't your fault, but it just makes me feel.
Voices, Dunedin Stories.
Thank you.
You're tuned into the Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM. That was Bobby Gentry with Touch 'Em With Love. I hope you're enjoying tonight's featured LP, Tammy Nielsen's Neon Cowgirl. We're going to go back to that now. I said earlier she's done quite a few collaborations on this. She's doing a collaboration here with a guy called J.D. McPherson. I have some of his records at home. He's a rock and roll rockabilly guy. I was really surprised to see him on a Tammy Nielsen album or how they would even have connected with each other. But it does work, and here's You're Gonna Fall.
Before it burns to ash, you're gonna fall.
Or 105.4 FM and 1575 AM. Thank you.
Hope you're enjoying tonight's show. That was Carole King from her 1970 LP Tapestry. That's one of the greatest albums ever made. It's right up there on anybody's list of top 100 albums. With Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Joined there on harmonies with James Taylor and, of course, Joni Mitchell. So now let's go back to tonight's featured artist, Tammy Nielsen. One of her biggest influences was a lady called Kitty Wells, who in 1952 had her biggest hit with It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. So we've got to play that for you now.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox plays the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trusting wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk. Of your song, too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single.
ORFM Dunedin, online and on demand at oar.org.nz.
like a cigarette. Tragedy plays with me like a marionette. I'm just a pawn, a silly old thing you can't trust in. But is it so wrong? I don't wanna be strong. I'll crumble. Can't bear the weight. Too much love, too much pain. I'm a dam that breaks. I'm just a heart, a silly.
Foolish Heart from tonight's featured LP Neon Cowgirl by Tammy Nielsen. Hard to follow that, but someone who can is Elvis Presley, known as the King, of course. Back in 2018, a new album of his came out called Where No One Stands Alone, where they had taken 14 of his gospel performances and reimagined them with new orchestral and vocal arrangements. And they also managed to do a duet with his daughter, Lisa Marie Presley. It's amazing what modern technology can do, and to hear the two of them together. So we're going to have that now, Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh. Face from me.
Elvis and Lisa Marie Presley with No One Stands Alone. Great version of that song. Now we're going to go to a couple of country artists who've really tried to stretch their own genre. First up is Sturgill Simpson. He's put this album out under a pseudonym of Johnny Blue Skies. Not quite sure why that is. But this is his first album under that name. It is definitely him. There's no question of this. And I think this song is called Who I Am. I think it's very autobiographical. There's some quite depressing lyrics in here. Like there's some days I ain't okay and there's some nights I just want to die. Then comes the morning and the light from that blue sky. So it is a song about hope, really. And hopefully he's gotten past some personal issues that he obviously has if he's written a song like this. And then we'll go to Jamie Johnson for his new album where he's done a really swampy song, Saturday Night in New Orleans, which I hope you'll like. But first up, here's Sturgill Simpson.
I've lost friends and I've lost heroes. I lost everything I held, even my name. Been going through changes, been finding clarity and comfort in just knowing nothing ever stays the same. They don't tell you when you're born it's gonna be this way. They don't tell you till you die it's all a shame. They don't ask you what your name is. You get up to heaven and thank God. I couldn't tell her if I had to who I am. Someday I ain't okay. And there's some nights I just want to die. Then comes the morning and the light from that blue sky. But I can't see the sunshine through the thunder in my eyes. It's too late now for therapy to save me. That old radio still won't play me. I can hold down the line, but I can't kick the can. Life ain't fair and God is cruel, but at least she ain't the man. They don't tell you when you're born it's gonna be this way. They don't tell you when to die, it's all a sham. They don't ask you what your name is when you get up to heaven and thank God. I couldn't tell her if I had to who I am. I couldn't tell her if I had to who I am.
Swamp down south that can't be drained. Little town just across a bunch of train. Somewhere around sundown a crowd starts forming. Every night it Saturday night in New Orleans. Cops out, shaking them down on Toulouse. Stray dog barking at a voodoo head in a noose. Drunk girl running around in the clothes she was born in. Every night is Saturday night in New Orleans. Muddy puddles. Painted ladies standing around in huddles. Junkies sleeping it off while the trumpets roaring. Every night is Saturday night in New Orleans. Day, any day you're feeling no rain. Most days you just drown in the pouring pain. Ain't nobody going to church in the morning. Every night is Saturday night in New Orleans.
Some brand new music there from Jamie Johnson with Saturday Night in New Orleans. Such a deep voice he has. How do you get right down there? Now let's go and kick things up a bit. Let's go to Troy Kingy in the Room Service. Here's Fantasy League. You've been listening to The Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM. That was Troy Kingy and The Room Service from 2023, their album Time Wasters, soundtrack to Current Day Meanderings, which is pretty much an instrumental album, and I think is about number 6 or 7 in his series of 10-10-10. Definitely worth getting. Look, we're almost out of time, but I want to thank you for joining me once again as I bring you the best of my vinyl record collection every fortnight on a Wednesday, live between 6 and 7pm. I hope you've enjoyed Neon Cowgirl, Tammy Nielsen's brand new LP, and it's definitely worth getting. You can go down to Relics and buy that. They have the nice neon blue version of that one at the same price as the black one. So definitely get that little bit extra. So anyway, we've got one track left. We're going to try and squeeze it in. I will see you in a fortnight, and I'll leave you with Salvation Mountain.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.